Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 7th of April, officially Loud Noisy Cunts Day.
Has been Loud Noisy Cunts Day. It's been... Oh, what a day it's been.
Oh, I tell you, it's World Health Day as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you feeling particularly healthy?
I'm feeling almost the opposite of healthy. I've got a slightly achy eye.
Right.
I think that's stress.
Yeah.
But actually, apart from that, I feel quite healthy.
You've just got a bit of an achy eye. And you don't normally have feelings in your eye. You can stick a pin in it, for example, and not feel it.
Well, it's kind of more than my eye socket. It.
Right.
Cheek, perhaps.
So, where somebody...
I can't get an achy eye, actually.
Where somebody might have punched you.
Yeah.
I would say that you get an achy eye because that's the side of your face where you have your hair over it. So you only look out of one eye, don't you?
But this eye's rubbish. This eye can barely see everything anyway.
I wonder if it's eight. You keep slagging it off.
Right, what's the news? Come on, it's not my iPox, it's news.
The news is Barnsley's out of the FA Cup.
Boo. As is
West Brom. Albion.
So it's Cardiff versus Portsmouth. Well, why do either of us know? I know you know it. Why do I know this? But I do. Crazy times. Are you interested though?
What?
In the FA Cup.
Well, I wanted Barnsley to win.
Hello.
Do excuse us, we'll have to answer the phone now. It's probably a noisy cunt. Right.
Other news?
It was the Olympic thing this weekend.
It was. People made a terrible kerfuffle.
Basically, all they had to do was carry a torch, it's not a torch, you know, the battery. It was a flaming cone.
Dangerous.
Quite dangerous. It's carried out through London. It's quite a long way, so they did a little relay. Because it was dangerous, there were some healthy safety Chinese fellas in blue tracksuits who ran around, mm-hmm. and police, and they all just kicked everyone over if they got in the way. Some people protested.
The Tibetans, really, should embrace communism.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they'd be a lot happier. Should just get on with it.
What about the Dalai Lama?
And the Dalai Lama should embrace communism as well. He can still be the Dalai Lama. He can still be a llama.
Well, talking of llamas, which is, that's like I said, the only reason I mentioned him. There is a Rama been born. And what it is a cross between a camel and a llama.
Aww.
The bastard son of a camel and a llama. It's called a Rama. And it's been born. It's an ugly bugger, to be honest. It's got terrible teeth. It really, to be honest, it looks like a llama. But yeah.
Oh, it's some sweet.
Those ones are sweet. That one's not.
I like them. I can imagine them like running along Blackpool Beach.
Well, they're in Dubai at the Camel Reproduction Centre.
Mm. Is that where camels go to do it?
Have it where, yeah. It's like a stud for camels. Mm. So, Olympics, yeah, that happened. There's a new rule for Labour MPs that Tessa Jowell has enforced.
What? It's a funny name, isn't it?
Jowell.
Jowell.
Well, she... I said,
they think it's funny.
Labour MPs are no longer allowed to call Boris Johnson Boris because it makes him appear... affable, popular and charismatic like Madonna. So if they do call him Boris, they have to put £5 in a Boris swear box. Jack Straw's had to put in so far. I think that was brilliant. I love that. I think it's both funny and kind of practical.
Well, it's come out over the weekend that Ken Livingstone has got three other kids.
So he's got five in total by three different women. Is that the case?
That is the case.
It's all very Bianca Jackson.
Well, it's not really, because he can...
He can afford to pay for them.
To pay for
also,
them.
He's quite old, so, you know, it only works out about one every 7 years or something.
It's not bad.
It's not excessive.
You know, I've never met him, but I'm sure he's very charismatic. So I don't think it's a huge problem, but he came out as that, and at the same time, Boris came out and said, well, I did take some cookies. You can just tell by the way he is that he still does, don't you?
How do you survive without it? I don't know.
There's no way he doesn't.
It snowed yesterday, I've noticed. crazy
Stop
times.
Stop talking about drugs. Who was that pop star called Snow?
Informer.
He knows the room of a new and bear. And let him on bear.
He was a white rapper. That's why he's called Snow. Yeah. I don't know why that really. Just it's white. Monkeys. Talking of cocaine. And snow. And that kind
Hello,
of thing. I thought I really was so bad monkeys.
I thought I'd turn that down.
There's been some testing on some monkeys. And what they've done is they've bullied some monkeys. And then said, here you are. Would you like something to eat or some cocaine? Now you're feeling a bit stressed. And they've all said, can we have some cocaine, please? Because they can also talk. There's a reason why some geneticists have been looking into why taller people are tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it's down to their genes.
So, if you bought some Levi's...
Not that sort of genes, you know. I think you're deliberately misunderstanding me for comic effect. But it wasn't funny.
Talking of tall people.
Yes.
At the Hunterian Museum in London.
Mm-hmm.
Just off Lincoln's Inn Fields, if anybody wants to go.
Is that the... Lincoln's Inn Fields, is that a tube station?
No, it's just near...
Road?
Just, it's a, it's a near square. Holborn? It's near Holborn.
Right.
And it's free. And if you go in, they'll give you a little special pass, and you go in, and there's like loads of real surgeons hanging around.
Sexy.
So if you want to bike yourself a surgeon, plenty of them. And you go in, and lots of specimens and jars. But two of the best things are these two skeletons that were robbed from graves because people wanted them for their collections. One of them 7'5".
Bloody hell.
And one of them had a rare genetic disease where the bone carried on growing and it grew into the muscles, which, looking at the poor skeleton, it must have been absolute agony.
Is it a bit like, you know, when a tree grows, sometimes it grows into the street furniture, so sometimes you see like a fence that's got the trees grown into the fence. Like that, probably, but with a person.
Interesting use of the term street furniture.
I don't know.
Almost like you work for the council. council Michelle. It's a new name.
It's a good name. Can I be Councillor Michelle?
No, Council Estate. It was... it's worth looking at. It's absolutely. It just looks like...
Well, I might go there. Sounds very exciting.
It's one of those conditions, you look at anything, you would want to die if you had that. Did you see, I've only seen a trailer for it.
Right.
And I don't know if it's Channel 4 or Channel 5.
Oh, it's going to be one or the other, I'm guessing.
But it was a man carrying his face around.
This is the man with the big, huge growth on his face. It's on tonight, I Am the Elephant Man or something it's called.
It's the worst, probably the worst kind of...
I Am the Elephant Man, it is called that, Body Shock Special. It's Channel 4, 9 o'clock tonight.
It's the worst...
He's got 20 kilograms of tumours all over his face.
Yeah, he was carrying it around.
Is it in a shopping trolley?
Kind of like, what's that, you know that cartoon character with the dog, where it's got lots of...
Droopy.
Droopy. It's a bit like Droopy, but...
He's cute.
But not so cute. But do watch that.
We're talking of hideous monsters. There's a poll been made of Britain's best dressed women. Kate Moss has regained her title. Last year, she was knocked off the top by Kylie Minogue, but Kylie Minogue has apparently been banished to number 19 this year due to the fact that she wore a lace black cat suit on the X Factor. That's it. But I don't think we should feel bad about not being on there.
Actually, she did look like an old hag.
I didn't see it. We should be on there because Agnes Dien's not on there. And she's supposed to be quite fashionable. So that's all right.
I'm quite fashionable.
Should we answer the phone or leave it?
Leave it.
Okay, we're leaving it.
Oh, yeah.
A girl tried to kill herself in Primark by throwing herself down an escalator because she couldn't believe how cheap it was.
She couldn't believe how long the fucking queue was.
She's only 3 as well. Her tiny mind couldn't cope.
Is she dead or
not? No, she's still alive, but she's in quite a critical condition. We probably shouldn't joke about it. Video downloading is so popular these days, and so many people are doing it. They reckon by 2010, basically the internet's going to collapse because so many people are going to be watching things on YouTube because it takes such a massive effort to download it. Or the internet's going to go, blow this ring over soldiers. and stop.
Load this for a game of soldiers.
Is that not a phrase? Have I done one of those famous mixed metaphors like that woman kept doing on The Apprentice the night?
I don't think it's a famous mixed metaphor. I think it's just a sentence that made no sense.
The woman on The Apprentice, she was weirdly obsessed with children, and she, once she did, she's going to throw her dummy out of the pram, and you go, no, you either spit the dummy or throw your toys out of the pram.
Oh yeah, she said, I feel like I'm breastfeeding you. Yeah.
No, it's not that.
You're not at all. You're just being a cunt.
Ooh, that Jenny. Ooh.
If she was breastfeeding them, they might like her a bit more. Stupid.
She might like them a bit more.
And she looked like a policewoman.
Well, we looked at a picture and we went, she's a hard-faced bitch. And she is.
Yeah. And not only that, I might put a... What do you call it when you put a writ out on someone? Is it that?
I don't know what that means.
Like a...
A contract on her head.
Yeah, yeah.
To take her out.
Yeah.
So there's a restaurant in Germany. They've got
sausages.
Yeah, it's mainly sausages, and they've got a smoking van over there, and everyone's getting quite annoyed. So what they've done is they've built almost stocks into the wall where you can put your two hands through and your face through the wall, so you're technically outside, and then you just have a fag out of the wall.
That's brilliant.
I really, really like that.
It looks a bit like a fanny though. I mean, it doesn't, but there's
a fanny with two fannies on either side.
Yeah, something fanny-ish about it.
Okay. I think it's the redness of it, probably. Maybe it'd be better.
Not even that a fanny is red.
Well, no, but there's something erotic about it. That's why red lipstick's popular, because it's supposed to replicate a fanny, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why men don't like nutcrackers.
apparently, someone called Estelle has turned her back on Britain. She says, I don't see my home here now. I see it in the US.
Have you got any
idea who she is, or do you care in the slightest?
Go there.
Sorry, some seals.
See it, some seals.
Solitary brother, is there still a part of you that must live?
I can pay to a kiss from
a rose on a
bed. Ooh, get a view of Ooh, hello, Nicole Kidman.
Ooh, hello.
Would you like to go out with me?
Hello, that model I'm going out with.
Oh, is it not Nicole Kidman?
No.
No, is it the body?
No.
Is it? It's one of them, isn't it? She's tall and thin.
Yeah, she's a model. Model?
Oh, I don't know. One of them.
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. Well, anyway, some sales. I can pinch you a kiss for a rose. Oh, there's funny marks on his face. Doesn't it spoil it? Does that, doesn't it?
Well, it ages him, though.
Got a lovely face without that. Some sales. I've been conscious to death. Loads of them, thousands of them.
That's pretty hilarious. Talking of dead animals, I do lots of segues today. A rat has been, it ran onto the tracks at a railway station in Stockholm in Sweden, and the rat got blown up by the powerful rays of the electric volts. apparently it's 11,000 volts. I think that's a lot. It literally blew the rat apart. But it actually caused a 3-hour power cut at the main railway station in Sweden.
Who'd have thought that rat could have done so much in its life?
Well, it's probably looking down from rat heaven and being a little bit chuffed with itself, saying, I'm going to be remembered by a couple of people whose journey was delayed.
Hmm.
Charlton Heston's dead, and do you know what I thought when I heard that?
Hooray!
That's exactly what I thought. What an arsehole. Prince Philip is not
just
quite
just a shame
dead,
he didn't die by being shot up the arse with a handgun.
That would have been the ideal solution to the whole situation.
By a gang of black gays. But never mind. At least he's dead.
I told you about the Rama. Like a llama. Why is it not called Karma? A camel and a llama. Why do you call it a Rama? No idea. I'm not convinced it is.
It's not real. It's just what somebody said, isn't it? It's just what somebody said. It's like you.
Saying
that you've crossed a monkey with a rabbit and that it's a monkey.
A mabbit. Save the koalas. That all the eucalyptus is getting chopped down, and so they're hungry.
was a bit as an interview.
Have you read the last bit of that? That was a bit I got the giggles about then, I forgot about it.
It's an interview in here with Les Dennis. And the question is, has your life been blighted by people coming up to you doing maybe Smiley impersonations?
And do you know what the answer to that should have been?
What?
I don't really know.
Violin class has turned into an Egyptian.
That's unusual. Don't see that every day. Blondes are said to have more fun, but it seems brunettes steal the hearts of billionaires. They've done a survey of billionaires and say it, and they've all said, do you go out with a blonde girl or a brunette girl? And they say, we go out with a blonde girl. So there we are, that's the proof.
A billionaire wants to go out with a blonde?
No, he wants to go out with a brunette. That's why it's news. If you wanted to go out with a blonde, they wouldn't bother reporting.
Oprah Winfrey.
She's a brunette.
Broke down. No, she's not.
She is.
She's got black hair.
That's brown. That's black. That's Brian.
I think you're splitting hairs there.
You've done that joke twice today.
Oprah Winfrey breaks down in tears on TV after being shown a video clip of her dog who died. The chat show Queen says, Heartbreak. She's the love of my life.
Surely Oprah sees sad things all the time on her show about people having miserable lives and she just cried at her dead dog. Because it's not like it died, you know, prematurely or anything, I'm sure.
I think it just died, you know, when its time came.
I like that.
But
yeah.
Apparently it's a design crime scene.
Well, they're fucking idiots.
It is Colin and Justin. And actually,
Anything else been happening? Apart from Miss Fanny?
No.
Okay, should we end it there?
Let's end it there, because we've been interrupted a lot, and I think the longer we leave it, the more we're going to interrupt it.
As well, aren't we?
We are.
I did, you know, I had good intentions today. I brought in the business pages of The Observer. I was going to do some proper discussion of news and stuff.
We haven't had time.
Stuff about
so
the credit
noisy crunch,
all the new news about that, because, you know, people
and
need to know.
And also, we have to apologise for missing Wednesday. We had a power outage.
We did.
We couldn't do a news
We had to sit in the dark.
We played Monopoly until the batteries ran out on our laptops. And then we sat around flicking the bean.
Farting.
Yeah. We sorted out some receipts. It was so exciting. In the dark.
Well, I might do some proper business news tomorrow.
I'd look forward to that.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. I'd enjoy it.
And what I might do...
So a bit of rigorous discussion.
What we both could do tomorrow...
The business. Should we wear a suit?
Well, I was thinking maybe... Wear a power suit, try and do the news as the news. Like,
Let's
actually report it without any silliness.
Let's see how that goes, see if we can get a job on the news. Because I'll tell you what, that Natasha Kopinski.
Looks like a slag.
Slag.
We would look better.
No, but you know she's gone and got pregnant.
Has she?
You know that job? She got that million pound job doing the news on Channel 5.
Oh, right.
2 weeks later, pregnant on maternity leave.
Interesting.
She's like that Lady Beefeater.
Lady Beefeater got pregnant after the first day. She got gang raped.
That wasn't funny. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Beefeaters.
Oh,
she had
right
a good
then.
Time.
I think we'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.